Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go and see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So we've got a film we're talking about this week, just the one. What are we talking?
We're talking about Late Night, starring Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson.
Oh, well, I do like a little bit of Mindy Kaling. I've been following her since sort of the Office days. Tell us a little bit about what's this one about.
Sure. So a late night host is asked to make a hire a woman to her writing team because the executives at her TV station are concerned about there being a diversity problem with the entire writing team being made up of white men. So then she decides to hire a Indian woman, mm-hmm. and they both end up bonding over their shared love of comedy.
Fantastic. All right. Well, what do we like about this one?
What I liked about it was the script. It was written by Mindy Kaling herself, and it seems to draw a little bit on her experiences as being the so-called diversity hire of The Office, and transplanting her experiences there into this movie.
Yeah, it's my understanding she never really wanted to get into acting. She was on the writing staff of The Office, and, well, they just liked her. So they stuck her in front of the cameras as well, and, well, there she wrote, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the same case with, I believe, a lot of the writing staff of The Office. They ended up acting as part of The Office members as well. And she did a good job there. And it seems to have launched a career in Hollywood for her. So good on her. So it takes on a lot of the, I suppose, experiences that she's had with The Office and created a great script. It's funny. It has a lot of dramatic moments as well as a lot of character-based moments, which I do appreciate. I did enjoy. And I thought that the acting as well by Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson and the supporting cast, especially Emma Thompson, who was definitely able to pull off the comedic as well as the dramatic moments.
I don't think I've seen her in much of the way of comedy before.
It's surprising because she's mates with Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie, and they ended up getting, you know, becoming big names in comedy while she just stuck with more dramatic acting.
Two very funny guys, yeah. So of course. Any drawbacks?
Yeah, I do believe that the movie just sort of started losing a bit of steam about halfway through. So it just sort of started running out of laughs. About halfway through, it became a lot more serious and started focusing more on the dramatic aspects and the character-based moments of the film. And unfortunately, around halfway through the movie, that's when John Lithgow's character really gets into the spotlight. And the guy is devastatingly funny if you've seen him in other programs like Third Rock from the Sun, but he doesn't really get any comedy moments to himself, which is a bit of a shame. His character is solely dramatic, and a lot of the plot points starting around that time as well, when it starts running out of laughs, gets a bit, I don't know, they weren't to my liking. There was, you know, hookups and so on that I didn't really think really worked in the context of the movie.
It can be very difficult for a comedy drama to maintain both sides of the equation sometimes in the second act, such as it were.
Yeah, I do feel that the movie itself could have worked really well as like an episode of 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah, it sounded familiar. Yeah,
yeah,
did spring to mind as well, yeah.
The early first act of the film was very reminiscent of 30 Rock, and I think that if it worked, it could have worked as like an episode of that show, but yeah. As a longer hour and a half movie, yeah, it just sort of started running out of steam halfway through, sadly.
Poor old John Lithgow. When will the old white man get a fair shake in the Hollywood industry? Kev, thanks very much.
You're welcome.